Inventory data. Inventory data reside in the item record. These data include the following information about the current inventory status of items: on hand balance, the quantity shown in the inventory records as being physically in stock. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines allocation as 1. The classification of resources or item quantities that have been assigned to specific customer or manufacturing orders but have not yet been shipped to the customer or released from the stockroom to production. 2. A process used to distribute material in short supply. SIN. Assignment. C. Reservation. A part requisition is defined as an authorization that identifies the item and quantity required to be withdrawn from an inventory. SIN. Requisition C. Purchase requisition. For example, an order may be released to the factory floor, but not picked from storage for several days. During that time, the item is still part of inventory balance, but it has been allocated and is not available. When the pick transaction is processed, the inventory system will reduce the items on hand and allocated balances accordingly. Allocations may also be used to manage expensive items or to manage those in short supply. There is an example of calculating net requirements and planned order receipts/releases with allocations in the online activities. Scheduled receipts. Open orders for items expected to be received or produced in a specific period. Scheduled receipts therefore include both released work orders and open purchase orders for purchased items. A scheduled receipt indicates both the expected quantity and the delivery date. The item record also provides information about an item's historical demand and usage. Exhibit 4-91 shows a sample item master data record, a sample inventory record, and a sample transaction history record. These contain various planning factors, inventory status data, and historical demand and usage data. Exhibit 4-91, sample item master data, inventory record, and transaction history. Item numbering. Clear and consistent item numbering is critical in the material requirements planning process. Items will be identified and planned by their numbers, and the data associated with an item are accessed through its part number. To prevent confusion, an item number or part number must be assigned to every raw material, component, and semi-finished and finished product. Manufacturing specialist Donald Frank recommends that part numbers should be simple, numeric, and sequentially assigned. The part number often is created during the product or component design period. For that reason, engineering and operations should partner in developing one consistent system of numbering that meets both functions' needs. Changing an existing numbering system involves much labor and time. Mistakes may be made in the process, and customer service may be harmed. So designing the numbering system calls for communication across functions and consideration of future needs. Here are some basic principles for making sure that numbering systems support accurate transactions. They are summarized in Exhibit 4-92. Use unique item numbers. This requirement seems obvious, but it is especially significant for engineering changes. If a change results in revised form, fit, or function, the item should be given a new identification number, not just an engineering revision number. Even though the new item could be substituted for the old one, separate identification helps maintain accurate counting, lot identification and traceability, and costing. In some cases, an engineering change code is associated with an item. If an engineering change affects only the drawing for a part, as in fixing an error or oversight, a new item number is not required because two numbers would identify the same item. An engineering revision letter or number should be kept distinct from the item identification. It should not be included in the part number. Use only one set of item numbers within an organization. Because of their different goals, functions may want different types of item identifications for the same things, for example, color symbols or product family designations. Clarity in internal and external communication, however, is improved by using one set of numbers throughout the organization. Do not use suppliers' part numbers. Assigning the organization's own number ensures that when suppliers change, the part will retain the same number. Assign responsibility for creating item numbers to a single, trained employee or team who understands the importance of the issue. Do not reassign numbers for items no longer used. There may be a future need to refer to an item, for example, in a recall. Use only numbers. Frank notes that transcription/input errors occur at a rate of 1 in 300 on a full keyboard, but at only 1 in 3000 on a 10-key numeric keypad. So Frank promotes use of numeric rather than alphanumeric codes. Use shorter numbers to decrease the chances of errors in reading or transcription. Frank notes that even an 8-digit number will accommodate 99 million unique parts. Use a uniform length and format. The same number of characters should be used. The relative positions of letters and numbers should be consistent if both are used. Avoid confusion when using mixed numeric and alphabetic identifications. For example, the capital letter I and the Arabic numeral 1 can be confused, as can Z and 2 and O, capitalized O and 0, 0. Most of these issues are avoided in a pure numeric system. Design a system with expansion in mind. Having to revise an existing but inadequate item numbering system is costly in terms of resources and time, can affect customer service, and can increase risks by introducing new conflicts, confusion, and the potential for error. Exhibit 4-92. Recommendations for part numbering.